Lord Jesus, thank you that you came into this world to save the least and the lost. Thank you that you have gathered us. Thank you that you are gathering every moment of every day more and more and more into your family. May you awaken in us a vision of your fatherly love for the children of this world. And may you guide us as we join you in ministering to the least and the lost. We open our hearts to you today, and we pray in your name. Amen. So in the 1960s, in Pinellas Park, Florida, the mother of a little boy named Bill Wilson stopped at a street corner. Bill was in the car with her. And she said to him, "I can't do this anymore. You wait here. I will be back." And she let Bill step out of the car and onto the street corner. Bill stayed on that street corner for 3 days. And his mother never returned. There was a local mechanic named Dave Rudenis, a local mechanic and committed Christian. And as he went to work that day, he saw this little boy on the street corner. And he thought that was odd enough to draw his attention. He went on to work. He headed back home, saw the same little boy standing on that street corner. The next day, same thing. And the day after that, the same thing. Finally, Dave pulled over and met this little boy and asked him what had happened. And when he learned what had happened, he opened his car door and invited Bill Wilson to get into the car. And Dave took him home. And from that day forward, Bill lived with the Rudenis family. Dave Rudenis took care of him from that point forward. Bill Wilson captured the attention of Dave Rudenis, but he had also captured the attention of God. God was very, very interested in Bill Wilson that day as his mother abandoned him on this street corner. And God is very, very interested in all others like him. Why? It's a sad story, but why would God care? What is the great, intolerable evil that gets the God of the universe, the creator of all things, to look down on one street corner in Pinellas Park, Florida, and guide one of his people over to the little boy standing there so that that little boy might be saved? Why does God care? What is the evil? The evil is that Bill Wilson was abandoned. Bill Wilson became in an instant an orphan. And God loves the orphans. He loves the least and the lost, the abandoned ones of this world, who everyone else walks past, who have no hope and no future. Bill, like all orphans, became a child with no parents. Child with no parents, specifically no father. Why is this meaningful? Why does God care? It's meaningful because if a person has no father, and especially let's think back to the time of the Old Testament from which we have drawn text today, scriptures, and we have read about God's heart for the least and the lost right there in the Old Testament. A child with no father in the Old Testament had nothing. That child, that creation of God, that person bearing God's image was rendered nothing, mere dust in the wind. Specifically, an orphan has no name and no family and no inheritance. Why does this matter? Well, what's in a name? What is it that the orphan is missing when the orphan has no name? They have a name, but in the Old Testament, a name was not just a name. Today, we can name people whatever we like. Frank Zappa, for instance, named his daughter Moon Unit. Very creative. But in the Old Testament, names had a little bit more significance than they might have for a lot of people today. In the Old Testament, a name captured the essence of a person. If you knew their name, you knew their soul. It's one reason God never really gave us his name. He gave us descriptions, but he never really gave us his name because we couldn't contain it. So, a name contains the essence of a person, their character, their values, their gifts, their talents, their resources, their place in this world and their purpose, their way of life. All of that is imparted from parent to child, and it originates in God. And when that link is severed, the child loses their name. They may have a name, but they don't have their name because the link from God to parent to child has been severed. And so all of those critical, crucial aspects of their being, their essence, get lost when the child becomes an orphan. The child also has no family. I mean, in the Old Testament, family was everything. It was really where you found your identity. You did not have an identity apart from your embeddedness in family. It's why we have in Scripture all of these genealogies that seem to say endlessly, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, son of so-and-so. So what? Well, it's who they are. It's their community. It's their place of being. It's the context in which their individual life is developed and fulfilled. And again, that originates with God and is imparted through family, earthly family, parents, and therefore onward to children. And for the child who becomes an orphan, again, that link is cut off, and they no longer have family. And lastly, the orphan loses their inheritance. In the Old Testament, inheritance was, most significantly, land. It was why land was such a big deal for the people of Israel, because they had nothing and they were nothing without it. With land, you had a lasting presence and a lasting significance in this world. And in essence, you had eternal life, therefore. If you had land, you would exist for always. The child who has no parents, has no inheritance, and therefore has no eternal life. The orphan is dust in the wind. And yet, the thing is, this orphan is the creation of God, a human being embodying the image of God. When God created Adam and Eve, he looked and said, "This is very good." God is not dispassionate about his creation. And so, when God looks upon the orphan, this child who has become nothing, who has become mere dust in the wind, it is a violation of the very heart of God. Well, it is easy to look at people like Bill Wilson and others in this world, maybe the kids in the Old Testament that God was thinking of when he inspired the scripture writers to express God's horror at the fact of orphans. It's easy to look at all of them and say, well, that's bad for them. And I'm glad that I've got family. I'm glad that none of that applies to me. So I appreciate the theoretical discussion, but thank goodness this doesn't apply to me. But here's the kicker. And it shows up all over Scripture all the time. And that is that God takes the dust of the earth and uses it to express and reveal heavenly things. And we don't have to look too far into Scripture and into our own lives before we realize that we each have the same problem as Bill and the other orphans who are left by their parents in this world. At birth, we are all spiritual orphans. At birth, every single one of us has been cut from the God who created us. And so we do not have a name. Our essence is different from God. Without God, we may be good and we may be bad, but we are not holy. We do not share the essence of God. So, in the ultimate sense, we have no name. None of us. At birth, we have no family. Not in the ultimate sense, not in the spiritual sense. We may have, indeed, earthly family, but we are not in community with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we are not in community with his people. And certainly we have no inheritance. We have no heavenly home, no eternal life with God. We are all spiritual orphans at birth. Well, God takes this very, very seriously. As much as he is concerned for the literal physical orphans of this world, he is infinitely concerned for the spiritual orphans of this world, which is every single human being on this planet at birth. As Scripture told us today, he is father to the fatherless. He executes justice for the fatherless. And so he sent Jesus Christ into this world, just like he sent the gentleman to Bill Wilson to open the door of his car to say, "Come in and come have a home." He sent Jesus Christ into this world to open the door to God's kingdom so that all who accept that invitation, who take the hand of God through the person of Jesus Christ and receive his gift, his offering, we come into his home, into his household, and we are adopted into God's family. Scripture says of Jesus, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." our eldest brother Jesus seeks us out so that we can come into God's kingdom and be adopted into his family. How does this happen? We accept the invitation. We acknowledge our own orphan state, and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, and our brother. And we come into the household of God. And when we do, we are made full members of God's household. We receive God's name. We receive a new eternal community, and we receive an eternal inheritance. And there's one other thing. When that happens, we also join the welcoming committee. You may have noticed that in our scriptures today, we had a premise and a conclusion. We were told, first of all, of God's heart for the orphans. And that was followed by a therefore. And in our New Testament, the spirit of the text swung from revealing God's heart to us over to a calling and a commission to God's people to go and visit the orphans, to minister to the least and the lost. You know, that gospel reading, God did not preach that to the Department of Children and Families. He did not give this task to the government. He told his people, the people of his household, his children, he said, I brought you into my house. And guess what? There are so many others like you that are out there that I want to have a part of my household. Go find them and go bring them in because I love them. And so he commissioned his church, his family, to go and bring the orphans in. Bill Wilson went on to be a member of Dave Rudenis' family. And Dave sent him to a Christian summer camp. And at age 12, Bill gave his life to Jesus Christ. Bill had been given an earthly home. Now he was given a heavenly home. And he accepted Jesus and entered into the family of God. And this work that God had begun in him when Dave collected him off that street corner so many years earlier, God began to take that work and work through Bill into the world around him once Bill entered into fellowship with God. Each week, after attending seminary, Bill came home and felt called by God. And each week, Bill and a few others would go and pick up thousands of kids from projects in St. Petersburg. And he presented them with a weekly program. It included games, music, puppets, a weekly message. And this ministry began to grow and grow and grow. And in 1979, Bill moved to one of the roughest parts of Brooklyn, New York. And he went out and he had a bullhorn and a station wagon and Yogi Bear costumes. And he began to continue the work that he had done in Florida. He continued that in New York. Created a ministry called Metro World Child. And today, it's the biggest Sunday school in the world. They serve roughly 100,000 children every single week. They don't house them in a building. They go out into the streets where these kids are, and they minister to them right there. And each week, 100,000 kids are blessed by God through this one-time orphan who found a home in this world and a home in Jesus Christ. Through the years, Bill has been shot, stabbed, beaten, and hospitalized numerous times. But he continues to do this work, and even today, he drives one of the hundreds of buses that his ministry uses whenever he's in town. This one-time orphan, redeemed, transformed, brought home, now is bringing thousands and thousands of orphans, the least and the lost, home to Jesus Christ. God has appointed his church to do this. Indeed, God has appointed Church of the Redeemer to go out into the streets to find the orphans and bring them home, physically and spiritually, to our Heavenly Father. Among the roughly 1 million people who live in Jacksonville, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of orphans, physical and spiritual, and he has appointed us to bring them home. In fact, he's appointed you to bring them home. How? Who? Where? I don't know. That's for God to reveal. We learn this through prayer and through presence in God's city here. As we discern and open our eyes, indeed, as we open the eyes of our hearts, I'd invite you in this week ahead to think about this, to pray about this. First of all, are you an orphan? Are you someone who is still, in a heavenly sense, dust in the wind? Do you need to come home to Jesus Christ? Do you need to accept his invitation? If so, please respond. Please accept that invitation and come into the heavenly household of God. And if you have been an orphan, but God has transformed you, if he has brought you in, take time and notice and thank God for how he has brought you into his household. How has he brought you in? How has he blessed you? My guess is that however God has worked in you is how he's going to work through you. I would invite you to give your story back to God and allow him to open the eyes of your heart and impassion you for those that he would minister to through you. Somewhere out there right now is another Bill Wilson, waiting to come home. Let us pray. Again, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have opened the doors of your heavenly household and invited us to come in. I ask that in this week ahead, you will make us more and more aware of how you have ministered to us, how you desire to minister to us, and how you would minister through us, that all may know and that all may come into your eternal kingdom and no longer be orphans, but be part of your family for now and forevermore. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.